This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Two men convicted of the 1965 murder of civil rights leader Malcolm X are to have their convictions thrown out, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office said Wednesday. The DA will hold a press conference Thursday to announce the exoneration of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam, his office said. In a New York Times interview, he said, quote, these men did not get the justice that they deserved, end quote. The newspaper said a 22-month investigation conducted jointly by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and lawyers for the two men found that prosecutors, the FBI, and the New York police withheld evidence that would likely have led to their acquittal. Aziz, 83, was released from prison in 1985. Islam was released in 1987 and died in 2009. A third man, Mujahid Abdul Halim, confessed to the murder and was released from prison in 2010. Jurors weighing charges against Kyle Rittenhouse returned Wednesday for a second day of deliberations in his murder trial after failing to reach a swift verdict. They asked about viewing video related to the case, indicating it was still weighing evidence on whether to convict or acquit the teenager. They're trying to decide whether he was the instigator of a night of bloodshed in the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, or a concerned citizen who came under attack while trying to protect property. The 18-year-old faces life in prison if convicted on the most serious charge for using an AR-style semi-automatic rifle to kill two men and wound a third during a night of protest against racial justice last summer. Travis McMichael, one of three defendants charged with killing 25-year-old black man Ahmaud Arbery, took the stand Wednesday in his own defense. The 35-year-old white man began his testimony by answering questions about recent thefts in his neighborhood that put residents on edge. This is VOA News. At least two people were killed and five wounded in a bomb blast that hit a minibus in the Afghan capital Wednesday, officials said, the latest jihadist-claimed attack in Kabul. A Taliban official told AFP the blast destroyed the vehicle in a suburb dominated by minority Hazara Shiites. Different Taliban officials gave varying accounts of the casualties. The Islamic State Khorasan claimed responsibility. While on his first official trip to Africa, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held a private meeting with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other top officials Wednesday, in which he praised Kenya's role in seeking to de-escalate the conflict in neighboring Ethiopia. Blinken also visited the August 7th Memorial Park in Nairobi to pay tribute to the victims of the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Kenya's capital, where more than 200 people lost their lives. During his visit, Blinken laid a wreath at the Memorial Park for the victims of the attack. Poland warned Wednesday the crisis on the Belarusian border could last for months or even years, a day after Polish forces used tear gas and water cannon to deter stone-throwing migrants. The Polish defense minister said there had been further attempts at crossing the border during the night in the latest escalation of a months-long standoff on the EU's eastern border. Thousands of migrants, mainly from the Middle East, are staying on the border in what the West says is a crisis engineered by Belarus to try to divide the EU and hit back against sanctions. The self-proclaimed shaman, whose bare chest and horned fur headgear made him the face of the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol, was sentenced Wednesday to 41 months in prison. The sentence matched the stiffest yet meted out to the hundreds of Trump supporters who took part in the assault. Jacob Chansley pleaded guilty to obstruction of an official proceeding after taking part in the storming of the U.S. Senate chamber by supporters of former President Donald Trump. He said he was wrong for entering the Capitol. In a long, rambling statement, Chansley made references to Jesus Christ, Mahatma Gandhi, Buddha, and U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Pharmaceutical giant Novavax has applied for authorization for their coronavirus vaccine in the EU, with a decision possible within weeks, Europe's drugs regulator said Wednesday. The shot, if approved, would be the fifth authorized for use within the EU. Spain will provide COVID booster shots for those over 65 years old, as well as health staff, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said Wednesday, as infections numbers rise. He didn't say when the third vaccine dose would start to be given. Diane Roberts, VOA News.